So just in time for the holidays, there's a new political movement launching here in the United States. And here to talk about it is John Avlon, founding leader of what's called the No Labels Movement. He's a senior political columnist for the Daily Beast and author of Wingnuts, How the Lunatic Fringe is Hijacking America. And Columbia University is the site of the ground zero of this political movement. No labels, not left, not right, forward. How is this different than just people who say, hey, I'm a centrist, hey, I'm an independent?
Because we're trying to push back against the artificial dominance of our politics by activists on the extremes and the polarization of our parties. And no one's really tried to bring together the great center of America, liberals, conservatives, centrists, it's true, Democrats, Republicans, independents. We've got 1,000 people from all 50 states coming here today because they want to see something different in our politics, because they're sick of the hyper-partisanship, because they recognize that it's stopping our nation from solving problems.
How many people are coming?
Over 1,000 people.
Over
1,000.
But it just doesn't seem like a really big number.
Well, don't sound too enthusiastic there.
No.
Listen, we got people paying their way. The whole hit on the center, remember, is that people don't care. They don't show up. Sure, it's a majority of Americans, but they don't want to make a difference. And we got the fact that these many folks are motivating themselves on a Monday in December to come out and start something. This is a test of the power of an idea. Nothing is even this is the launch of this movement, and simply the idea of it has motivated people from around the country to come here to try to start solving our problems instead of just being professional partisans or professional protesters or professional polarizers. I think that's a refreshing change in our politics, and it's the direction we got to move as a country.
The Tea Party is a kind of a catch-all for people who are mad as hell and want to retake the government. Does No Labels run the risk of becoming a kind of a catch-all for a similar kind of anger maybe somewhere else on the political spectrum?
We're not interested in anger. We're actually interested in the politics of problem solving. What we want to do is start focusing on what unites us as Americans instead of focusing on what divides us. And that's been dominating our political debate for years now. And it simply takes our eye off the ball of trying to solve problems in the traditional American way, which is to find the common ground and then build on it. So this is actually, there's an urgency to our efforts here today because we recognize that the hyper-partisans have hijacked our politics and they're stopping us from solving problems. So we're not approaching America's problems with anger. We're trying to approach it with a constructiveness that will allow us to play offense, that allow us to give support
right.
to the political leaders who are trying to solve problems instead of having them just be attacked from both sides as the standard today.
Now, you can go to thetakeaway.org and get a sense of the mechanisms with which New Labels hopes to actually influence both parties in the political process heading into 2012. But I guess my big question for you here at the end, John Avlon, and again, trying to be a little bit of a devil's advocate here, what evidence do you see based on, say, the healthcare debate or the financial regulation debate that Americans really do want problems solved in some orderly way where you find consensus and people
sure.
come together?
Remember in the healthcare debate how every time Republicans and Democrats sat together, they said, we agree on 80%, and then we had a debate about socialism and death panels? Why don't we start talking about that 80%? Let's define that common ground. Let's build on it. We need to start forcing the change we want to see, because right now the incentives exist for the politicians to only play to the base and to be extreme and not try to solve problems. We're going to push back. We're going to push back in an online community. We're going to push back in advocacy. We're going to push back in forming a PAC in the future to start playing in close partisan primaries. We're going to be a counterweight and a third voice for the moderate majority of Americans out there who are frustrated
right.
the way the hyper-partisans have hijacked our politics.
Well, it's not a free lunch, but it is lunch up there at Columbia University, the launch of the No Labels movement. John Avlon is a founding leader of No Labels. He's a senior political columnist for the Daily Beast and author of Wingnuts, How the Lunatic Fringe is Hijacking America. Good luck, John.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.